Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I'm a few days behind on the Tom Sawyer February Challenge. I've been away for the weekend, so I'm going to catch up with a few boos today. And this boo is for day 9 of the February Challenge. And the question for day 9 is, what do you like about where you live? Well, I've lived here in this place now since 2001. So a fair few years now, and I moved into this place with my family at the time. I was married, two children. Well, when I moved in, I was married with one child. I had my second child whilst living here. I went through my marriage here. I went through my divorce here. I went through some really bad times here and some good times. And I've often thought about moving. And I still do think about moving. But what I like about the place that I live in is it has so many memories. And although I live here alone now, and I really enjoy living alone, it took a few years for me to get my head around the concept after, well, I was with my partner for 17 years, my wife, and I've lived alone since I've been divorced. And what I like about that is that it's not so much about where I live. I think home is where the heart is, to coin the phrase. And my heart is here at the moment. It has wandered. I've thought that I should move for various reasons. But I like it. I like the fact that it's my place. It has my memories. My children still come here. They still like coming here. And they class it as home too. And I like the tranquility. I live in a quiet area. Not far from the main roads and amenities and all that sort of thing. But I live a few streets off a main road and a little cul-de-sac, and it's very quiet and very peaceful. I have quite a large house, large garden and grounds. And I'm now thinking of, I rent the property. It's a council property, and I've been here for such a long time that I've just had a letter from the council saying that I could buy it. When I say just, I've had it a few months ago, saying that I can buy it. I knew I could buy the property, but for the price that I could buy it for is so incredibly cheap now. Because with these properties, when you're a tenant, after so many years, I've been a tenant here for over, 2001, I think it was. So, 12 years now? And that gives me a really good option to buy. And it would make sense to buy it. But that doesn't really tell anybody why I love living here. I don't know whether I love it. I like it. I like the fact that it, for the reasons I've said, the memories that I have of the place, and the possibilities for the place, for buying it and that sort of thing, investment possibly, or a way for something to buy it for my children or anything like that. But they don't really answer the question of why I love it. So I think it's, I don't think I do love it, because I am able to move. I've moved around a lot in my life. I've lived in many, many places. And every time I live somewhere, with a couple of exceptions, I've always felt that it's been my home. So I make it my home because I put my stamp on it. The area I live in isn't bad. It's not too heavily populated, in the sense it's not a city, although there's plenty of activity and plenty to do. It's not a village by any stretch of the imagination. More of a town with suburbia and outlying towns and cities nearby. But it's within striking distance of a lot of walking and hiking. I can set off from my house and do some low-level walking. And within an hour, I can be into the higher peaks and higher mountains if I wish. So that's all good. It's a good location. So for all these reasons, I quite enjoy being here. Although, like I said before, home is where the heart is. And I'm sure that if I do move out of here, that will be equally viable, equally home. And I will like it equally much. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.